Okay, nice, nice.
Sure. My name is Ryan McFadden and I'm the policy manager at Diabetes Scotland. Yeah, so what we are discussing today is the unacceptable inequality in diabetes care across Scotland and between health boards. So there is a disparity in the levels of care that people are getting, which means that some people aren't receiving all 9 of their essential healthcare processes. So we're really trying to draw attention to that today and to try call on NHS Scotland, the Scottish Government and people in the diabetes community to come together to try and work to resolve this. It's happening for multiple reasons. We know that a lot of good work has been done by healthcare professionals, and they have their own pressures that are causing them to perhaps not reach these targets. We know that. Sorry, could you ask the question again? No problem. So we know that there's a lot of pressure on healthcare professionals, and that a lot of good work has been done in a lot of areas, including Fife. For example, Fife is having a better than average result in testing kidney function. So we know that a lot of good work has been done. It's just about trying to get a consistent approach across all health boards. Really, what we would like to see is everybody to come together to sort of work in a positive manner about this. We know we have the knowledge and skill to enable us to do better and to deliver the essential care which every person living with diabetes requires. In certain areas, we've already made improvements in provision of care, but we must use the collective expertise of the Scottish Government, NHS Scotland, and people within the diabetes community to help determine a positive future for everyone affected by the condition. Really, it's about trying to. It's important for people to get these checks because, for one thing, they're entitled to them. Secondly, you have to be able to. Basically, it's about empowering people to manage their own condition. Self-management is extremely important in diabetes, and we need people to be able to deal with their condition. So then they have to know everything. Sorry about this. It's about avoiding complications down the road, and people need these health checks in order to avoid complications down the road in their care. So that's why it's so important is to avoid these complications. Exactly. I mean, we know that the NHS Scotland spends almost £1 billion annually on diabetes, and 80% of that goes on managing avoidable complications. So if we have the ability to address these complications before it needs to go into hospital or before people need to go into hospital, then we have to take advantage of that. We want the Scottish Government and the NHS Scotland to work together with the diabetes community to improve care for all people living with the condition. This will result in better health and reduced cost to NHS Scotland and wider society. This can be in terms of lost sick days, parents having to give up work to ensure children with type 1 are cared for, etc. So we have to think about how we can redesign services to deliver person-centred care and ensure that people with diabetes can access the 9 care processes they require to live well with the condition. Yeah, well, we know that improvements have been made thanks to NHS Scotland, the Scottish Government and the people within the diabetes community coming together to deliver things like insulin pumps, improved systems to identify the disease and the Think Checked Act diabetes inpatient programme. So we know that a lot of good work has been done, but this inequality in diabetes care still exists and we need to look at ways of addressing this. Yeah, we'll do it.